Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
Thank God it's Monday, as I always like to say, because all I got to do is just work on a radio and a TV show and not do a whole bunch of stuff around the house. Yay! Woohoo! All right. Welcome to the show, everybody. There is a lot of stuff on the plate today. Here's what you need to know. The number is 800-922-6680, 800-922-6680. I started doing show prep for the show on Friday, and we're going to get to much of what we've got today, including what I believe is the Black Swan event. The big Black Swan event. You're all talking about the big Black Swan event. It's just preventing Donald Trump from being the president. There you go. That's what I think, at least. They might try something else. Who the hell knows? Somebody might, start a third world war. But it's all about, everything is lining up to prevent Donald Trump from being the president. That's why you got these GOP rhinos retiring and stepping aside, because they want to clear the way for the possibility of denying Donald Trump the presidency when he wins. So I just wanted you to know that. Just wanted you to know. We'll get to all of that as the show progresses. Big news this morning, though. Donald Trump was supposed to pay a confiscatory fine, an unjust fine today, of $400 million because of a corrupt judge and no jury who decided that Donald Trump borrowing money and paying it back in full was a crime. And Letitia James, of course, she campaigned on going after Donald Trump without any charges, just like a good Stalinist would. Well, apparently that big money amount has been reduced to only $175 million today, and he's got 10 days to come up with the money. Here is MSNBC with the breaking news.
But I'm being told right now that that half a billion dollar bond that had been set and that the former president had to deal with today has now been reduced.
Now imagine if this is you, all right, and you say, for instance, that you had a charge similar like this that you were facing, although you never would because you're not Donald Trump. And they did this because he's Donald Trump. But imagine you overestimated the cost of your home mortgage. It's their home's value to get a home equity loan. So you say your house is worth $400,000. The bank says your house is worth $300,000. And you are lie to the bank. Like they not go out and check the houses in your neighborhood and, I don't know, look at your house too. But anyway, you ended up getting your mortgage and everything, and you paid it back in full, and suddenly that was a crime. That's hilarious. It's hilarious. And the judge went against you and fined you, say, $300,000 for doing that and paying back your loan and all that. All right, you know, this is kind of a stretch. And you wanted to appeal that decision, and the judge said, I need $300 million or $300,000 before you can appeal the decision. You're like, I don't have $300,000. And the judge would say, oh, well, then too bad you can't appeal it. Justice is served. You owe us this amount of money. That's exactly what's going on here. So it's still a bullcrap decision, but clearly there is some pressure on Letitia James and Judge Ingeron. A little bit more from MSNBC.
Boost to $175 million. So that $465 million plus bond that he was looking at has now been reduced. As of right now, we're getting this breaking news. This appeals court allowing the former president to post a smaller bond of $175 million within 10 days.
Now, this is the judicial equivalent of Fani Willis being able to stay on the case, but she has to fire her boyfriend. It's trying to straddle the fence, make it look like, oh, yeah, you know, we're really not down with just stealing the election here. It's a bunch of crap. To be quite honest, and the only way to really remedy this is to make the bond so his case can be heard. Nothing. That's it. because what this is meant to do is bankrupt Donald Trump to maintain the original decision by Ingram without any argument, because Donald Trump could possibly not come up with $460 million. It's ridiculous. But that's what this is all about. It's about him not being able to pay it back, bankrupting him, all of that stuff. And it is freaking insane. And I think everybody sees through it, and clearly this appeals court kind of sees through it, I guess. They've just lowered the bond, which is, it is ridiculous. You should not have to post a bond to appeal a sentence or a judgment. You are entitled to that. You're entitled to it. That's it. And, by the way, Donald Trump doesn't keep $454 million liquid assets in the bank, because it would be a waste of money, you see. He keeps it in buildings. Remember that that speech that Jimmy Stewart did in the Bailey building? And your money's in his house, and it's in his house, and it's in his house. Because, you know, nobody keeps a lot of money in the bank, because the bank doesn't pay you anything for your money. And maybe you have a nice sizable bank account, and maybe you're happy with a CD, rate of return, whatever. But Donald Trump, being the billionaire that he is, no, it would be really stupid. That said, Jonathan Turley, who has a real good grasp on all of this, talks about this. This is actually audio from this weekend, but it actually certainly is, it makes sense considering the ruling this morning. Here is Jonathan Turley. Why the bond is so high?
People that don't like Trump did not like what they were seeing here. There are very few people that could come up with this amount of cash in this short of time. And if he hadn't, and maybe he still won't, it could put his appeal in danger. So the judge could set a figure so high that unless he sold the property he's trying to protect, he can't get anyone to review the decision.
That's exactly what it was there for. That's why it was, and that's what makes it unconstitutional. Thank you very much. And that's what makes it a reason why Letitia James and Judge Ingram should be disbarred. A little bit more from Jonathan Turley.
The question still remains for the Court of Appeals, the underlying decision, and possibly this bond issue. In my view, the penalty that was handed down is absurd. I mean, I don't know anyone that can make sense out of the figure that this judge came up with.
It's because it was meant to be a figure that would take Donald Trump down, to bankrupt him during an election year.
I as well have just said $1 trillion. And by making it a big number, he made it likely that Trump would have to sell some of his real estate, because you can't use real estate to float a bond of this size. Mm.
Yeah, and by the way, there are a lot of other players involved in selling a Trump property. There are a lot of other individuals involved in those properties. So you can't just, you know, walk up and say, give us the keys to the building. You morons, Jonathan Turley.
Just one judge has reviewed this law and made this, in my view, absurd ruling and imposed this penalty. I think he'd be wise. He has to have these New York judges take a look at this, and hopefully they will redeem the New York legal system by saying it's not about Trump, it's about us, and this is way over the top.
Yeah, well, apparently they haven't done that. They just reduced the amount of money they wanted to extort from him. These properties are partnerships. They have leveraged debt. This is according to Jonathan Turley. All that has to be unraveled. So these aren't just the one-to-one Trump versus James kind of equation. So in order to seize the property, she's going to be pulled into court. There's going to be challenges. It's not going to happen overnight. While everyone is celebrating the idea that she's going to padlock Trump Tower, it's not likely to happen. And it's certainly not going to remain very long. And then there's Frank Luntz. Frank Luntz is one of the many people who've exposed his soul to the sunlight in the last few years as a true partisan hack, even though he's supposed to be a bolster. And Frank Luntz was on, which show was he on? Which embarrassing TV show was he on? Oh, he's on CNN. On CNN. And this is a stark warning from Frank Luntz. Now realize, they've thrown everything at Donald Trump, trying to make him look like a criminal. They've thrown everything at Donald Trump to make him look like he stole classified documents. They've thrown everything at Donald Trump. And all the branches of government, including the DOJ, have gone after Donald Trump. They've impeached him twice. They've harangued him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he only gets stronger. he only gets stronger. And you see these narratives like, you know, a week ago, he was Donald Trump has the same mental impairment as Joe Biden. Because they want to morally equivocate Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And they also want to, I guess, mentally and physically equivocate him. So they're coming up these comparisons, you know. Donald Trump is more corrupt than Joe Biden. And Donald Trump, you know, his classified documents was worse than Joe Biden's. It's absurd to think that. Because it's clear Joe Biden is very corrupt. LLCs, millions of dollars. Thousands of documents, 8 locations classified he had no right to have. And now they're saying, well, now America doesn't want either one of them to run. America's, you know, they don't want this rematch. Which is ludicrous because Donald Trump won 99 counties out of 99 in Iowa, won the most votes in New Hampshire. The first 3 primaries he swept, which is unheard of in the last 50 years for the GOP. And you see massive numbers of blacks and Hispanics and, like, women, too, going to the Trump ticket. So that's nonsensical because none of that is happening to Joe Biden. So moral equivocation is bullcrap. Nobody wants either of these candidates is bullcrap. That would be like saying that in the race of Donald Trump and Jimmy Carter in 1980, that nobody wanted either one of them. when in fact, Jimmy Carter had the worst presidency until Joe Biden in history. And so it's ridiculous to think otherwise. Back to Frank Luntz. Frank Luntz. He said this over the weekend with regard to the $454 million plus interest bond that Letitia James was asking, that they've reduced to only, you know, $175 million. Here's what Luntz said.
I want you to remember this moment, and don't forget it. If the New York Attorney General starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets, it's all going to be on camera. Pundits are going to sit there and scream about this. This man cannot be elected. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump.
Frankie, I hate to tell you this. It's already baked into the cake. As far as the electorate is concerned, the electorate is done with Joe Biden and his bullcrap. All right. The electorate is done with the open borders. They've seen the damage of the open borders. The electorate is well aware of what's happening in America's inner cities. The electorate is well aware that it is Joe Biden's fault. No matter what Joe Scarborough says, everybody knows that the open border and the crisis and the fentanyl and the decline of America's Democrat-run cities. Everybody knows it's Joe Biden. Black people in Chicago and Baltimore, they know the reason why the schools suck, why the economy sucks, is because Joe Biden sucks. Okay, so it's already baked into the cake. This latest malfeasance by the DOJ and AG Letitia James just furthers that narrative as much as the mugshot in Fulton County did. All right. So this isn't the straw that broke the camel's back. This would have been the bulldozer that ran over the camel's bones and ground them into the powder, into the earth. All right. So, Frank, as far as this being the breaking point, no, we're well past the breaking point. And if you look at all the polling, you know that there is no redeeming Joe Biden. The only way that they can get Joe Biden into the White House, and I've got plenty of proof to show you this morning, the only way that Joe Biden will win this election is if they have other parties involved, i.e. the DOJ, i.e. the FBI, the Democrat Party, the deep state, Republican rhino traitors who are leaving office before the end of their term. All of this is to take down Donald Trump. Joe Biden cannot win a free and fair election. It should be obvious to any of you. It's absurd to think otherwise. And I know you can't say, oh, hell yes, I can. Poll after poll after poll after poll. I can go through them again and again and again. Everybody gets it. The Democrats were involved in the 2020 with the FBI and the DOJ. And I'll just say that's it. So how about you just start letting a free and fair election happen? Why is all this happening? If you think that Joe Biden can win a free and fair election, why are you doing all this? The answer, again, is obvious. Here's a number. It's 800-922-6680. I think it's really funny that Ronna McDaniel thought she had a job at NBC, and MSNBC and NBC are really mad because they brought on a rhino, and now Ronna can't win for losing. We've got details on that and much more on this Monday edition of the Rob Carson Show. Back in a few.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
I want you to remember this moment. And don't forget it. If the New York Attorney General starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets, it's all going to be on camera. Pundits are going to sit there and scream about this. This man cannot be elected. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024. And you're going to elect Donald Trump.
Yeah, you're too late there, Frank Luntz. You see, he was a candidate, then he became a movement, then he became a folk hero. And he's been elevated beyond that. He's us now. He's the American people. He's the long-suffering American people. He is the great unwashed. He is the deplorable. All right. He is the inner-city black family that's been desecrated. He is the white family living in a small town who've been desecrated, living in a trailer. Donald Trump is the mayor of the small town that only has a Dollar General where people can buy groceries, but it's out of business now. Donald Trump has become the voice of those who've had their homes repossessed and their cars repossessed and can't afford groceries. You guys screwed the pooch, man. Listen to this. This is according to Harvard and a Harris poll. If Donald Trump is convicted by a jury of crimes related to his handling of classified presidential documents, would you vote for him for president? This is, again, Harvard Harris. If Donald Trump convicted by a jury of crimes related to handling by a classified president, would you vote? Donald Trump, 54. Joe Biden, 46. If you take classified documents in order, Donald Trump wins by that amount. And honestly, none of these charges, none of these bonds, none of these anything are going to do anything to diminish what people think of Donald Trump, because they're looking at their checking account balances, and they're looking at their house payment, and they're looking at their kids who suffered through 2 years of COVID school closures, and they're looking at the state of the country, and they're going, you know, honestly, if this iteration of the federal government is going after one man so hard, then I need to go and vote for that guy, because clearly he's the guy they hate, and they hate us. Does that make sense? You might want to write that one down. That could be quotable. That could be, you know, eventually on Jeopardy. Quotable and potable or something. There you go. And then there's this. Fannie Willis, District Attorney Fannie Willis, who has no sense of shame and perjured herself on the stand. She says that she is not embarrassed by her relationship with Nathan Wade, or the Bow Chicka Bow, and the Fannie Willis indict Donald Trump train is a running.
I don't feel like my reputation needs to be reclaimed. Let's say it for the record. I'm not embarrassed by anything I've done.
It's because you have no shame.
You know, I guess my greatest crime is I had a relationship with a man, but that's not something that I find embarrassing in any way. And I know that I have not done anything that's...
Oh, no, not over yet. There's lots of other investigations that got to happen because you perjured yourself, you see, and you took all this campaign cash or whatever, and you paid off Nathan Wade in cash. So this isn't over yet, and the train is not a-coming down the tracks. Your train could go off the tracks.
She hears that train a-coming. That's what Fawny said.
Jim Gossett.
It's headed for the slammer. Her case will soon be dead. Yes, she belongs in prison.
She's not embarrassed.
That's where she ought to be.
Embarrassed? She's not.
Lock up Fawny Willis and throw away the key.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Donald Trump's attorneys, they filed an appeal. Cause Fannie and Judge McAfee, they made a dirty deal. Throw them both in prison.
Oh, that would be nice.
Along with Nathan Wade.
Old Nate.
Calls for their malfeasance.
He's a backdoor man.
A price it must be paid.
Garage door man, actually.
When Fannie was a young girl, her mama told her child,
what?
Don't abuse your power, or you will be reviled and you might wind up in prison. A lengthy term you'll get. If you think Trump won't fight back, you ain't seen nothing yet.
All right, there we go. So we're starting off Monday by the Letitia James bond being reduced to $175 billion, which is still confiscatory and ridiculous. And it's been postponed by 10 days, which shows that she knows she's barking up the wrong tree and could get herself in a lot of trouble. Much more on this and MSNBC and NBC's reaction. Hey guys, it's Carson. I have been eager to tell you about Factor Meals. Remember this. There are a ton of meal services that require you to assemble the ingredients, and that's all fine, but time is such a valuable commodity. Why not have excellent chef-crafted and dietitian-approved meals delivered to your door? Factor has 35 different options a week to choose from. My wife and I love them. My son has a new place. He loves them. Options include calorie smart, vegan, veggie. How about turkey chili with zucchini? Sun-dried tomato chicken, tomato goat cheese cavatappi pasta. Most microwave meals are frozen and they look like crappy airline food. Not Factor Meals. Factor has two-minute meals that are ready to eat whenever you are. I love their smoothies and their shots, especially their ginger cayenne shot. Gets me going every day. It's a rush. No prep, no mess. Factor Meals are ready to heat and eat. Head to factormeals.com/newsmax50. Use promo code newsmax50. Get 50% off. factormeals.com/newsmax50 and get 50% off. factormeals.com/newsmax50. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400%. Because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go, which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax and use promo code Newsmax, okay? We got some bad news for Joe Biden as far as the polling is concerned. This morning we already found out that the appeals court in New York has reduced the bond for Donald Trump to constitutionally appeal a very bad decision by a corrupt judge from $454 million to $175 million, giving him 10 days to do it, which shows they're buckling. Which shows that Letitia James is being exposed for the criminal Stalinist that she is. Battle ain't over. We got a long way to go. A long way to go. And a short time to get here. This is Elise Stefanik talking about all of the people in this country who have been defrauded. Defrauding, particularly veterans and elderly, have been hit a fever pitch. Just listen to this.
According to the FTC, over 74,000 military retirees and veterans reported instances of fraud or identity theft in 2023 alone, mm-hmm. resulting in a collective loss of $350 million hard-earned dollars. These scams came in various forms, including fake debt collectors, credit card fraud, benefits fraud, and fake job opportunities, just to name a few.
Yeah, and let's not forget title fraud. People actually stealing your house from you. Yeah, it's happening. It's happening big time. And there's one company that can stop it before somebody gets a hold of your deed. You find out your house no longer belongs to you. It's what I call a virtual I was drawing a blank on, when they go into your house, and Brian, help me out here. Squatting, virtual squatting. There you go. Sorry. I've been in the studio for a long time. Virtual squatting. So what you got to do is go to Home Title Lock, find out if somebody is owns your deed already, maybe has taken out a home equity, a line of credit by falsifying documents, falsifying your signature. There's a million ways to do it. I mean, the FBI can't keep up with it. How can you? So if you'd like a free comprehensive scan of your home's title and 30 days of legendary Home Title Lock protection, here's what you got to do. You ready? Go to HomeTitleLock.com, enter promo code Carson. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. They'll get you set up. I did that on my home a couple of years ago, found there were some pings happening on my property. So again, go to HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. Let's go to Randall in Pacific Grove. Randall, my brother, how's it going?
Hey, good news. You know, it's either the vernal equinox or maybe it's because it's around Easter. I'm seriously considering re-avowing my covenant with Jesus. I've had my doubts, but this is really something. It just proves that maybe there's some truth to this Christian thing, huh?
Oh, yes,
right?
Of course.
I also want to say, too, that if they had gone through with that $400 million, does his two daughters and two sons have some way to block them losing because they would have lost out?
Yeah,
right?
I don't understand the intricacies of the full judgment, etc. So I'm not sure about that.
They started out as porch thieves and got away with it. Then they graduated, I guess, later on before they got in the White House to home theft online. But I want to say something about the attack in Russia.
Okay.
So it sounds to me like most of the victims were women at that club. And the fact that they worked them over pretty good, I think they should make those guys talk and tell them every way to get ISIS. Not only that, wasn't Chechnya the bad guy to the Russians? What's going on with Chechnya?
You're just so all over the road right now. I mean, are you wearing dark glasses at this point?
Oh, I'm just trying to say that this ISIL, he was trying to put it on Ukraine, remember? Putin's trying to imply that Ukraine has something to do with it. No way.
Randall, we're going to go. I kind of stayed at one point, just kind of not sure where that phone call was going, but I was getting carsick. Yeah, now that I get you, Randall, you made me a little carsick there. I'm kind of prone to motion sickness anyway, and you were swerving. You went from, like, somebody stealing an Amazon package off your house to Chechnya, and I can't go down with that. If I would have known, I would have taken an Ambien or something before the show. Sophia in Perry Hall. Hello, Sophia. How are you today?
Hello. How are you, sir? I just wanted to remind you and your audience that President Trump in 2017, and how many years was this, did we wait for this to happen? In 2017, President Trump designated March 29th as National Vietnam War Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you and I hang up, I'm going to donate another $100 to Donald Trump and get that squatter out of the White House.
Yes, very good. Thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. And by the way, I'm going to tell you, and I mentioned this on Friday, if you look at the amount of money that our government borrows, and Mike Johnson is down with not sealing our border, and another $1.whatever trillion to kick the can down the road on the budget, and he screwed us over. And I'll just say it, Mike Johnson, vacate, done, finished. You're done. You're proven you can't do it. And I don't care who has a problem with it. Done with you. That said, there's only one way that the United States, $35 trillion in debt, is able to get more money, to borrow more money. And that is because it's overvaluing its assets. And I think that we should seize the White House. Yeah, I think we should seize the White House and sell the White House and give the proceeds to, whatever. Somebody clearly is overvaluing the assets of the American government because it ain't worth that much. Before we get into MSNBC and NBC's freaking out about Ronna McDaniel, what I think is fantastic because she betrayed the Republican voters by going down this road, and a lot of people who know, that January the 6th was not what it was made out to be. She leaves the Republican Party after destroying the Republican Party, bankrupting the Republican Party, two disastrous elections, 2020 and the midterms, among others. And she goes over to the safe arms of NBC, and they're really, everybody's going nuts over there. They don't want her either, which is kind of what happened to Judas, if you think about it. You know, kind of got it from both ends there. Thought he was getting away with something. Didn't end up getting there. I'm just saying, you know, a little biblical comparison there. So there's a movement building to urge Republican Mike Gallagher to resign before April 9th to spur a special election, or the seat will be left open until January. Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying, yeah, he needs to be forced so a special election can happen. Here is MTG in her own words, and then I'll explain why Mike Gallagher and others are abandoning their constituents before the November election.
Mike Gallagher did yesterday was intentional, purposeful, and puts our entire majority at risk. I think he should be expelled preeminently before he's allowed to just walk out of Congress at a date of his choosing where his district doesn't get to replace him until next Congress. I think that is completely wrong. I think people should be able to have a voice. His district deserves a voice in Congress, and we should expel him. And
they are abandoning. Ken Buck, this guy, and others are abandoning their constituents in the time of most peril. And every one of their constituents know that the southern border is wide open, that they are screaming to Washington, D.C., do something, that they're screaming at Washington, D.C., saying, how dare you pass this budget, $1.whatever trillion, not giving anyone 72 hours to read it, not including the border, shutting down the border, or anything that the American people are asking. And in the height of that, they decide to go AWOL. They decide to go AWOL. Here is MTG.
And that way his district can replace him as quickly as possible with a special election. Our majority is too important to throw away. And the horrible...
There are people in the Republican Party who hate Donald Trump so much that they're willing to let the country burn to the ground. That's it. What's happening right now in our country? It's being burned to the ground. You know it. You feel it. And these jackweeds would rather have the country burn than Donald Trump to be the president. And they are going to be relegated to the dustbin of history for doing this. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Dishonest and completely irresponsible actions of many in our Republican majority have led us to where we are. When people leave early, it's a math game. They're the ones that put us at risk of losing the majority. Every member that leaves early puts us at risk of losing the majority. Expelling Republican members for a Democrat to control and take over the seat like they did to George Santos puts us at risk of Hakeem Jeffries becoming the speaker.
That's what they want. Everything that you hate about the direction of the country, everything that makes you, 77% of us, say the country is going in the wrong direction, these people, including Mike Gallagher and Ken Buck, are completely down with it, and they actually want to make it worse. Isn't that sickening? Mike Gallagher represents the 8th Congressional District of Wisconsin, announced that he's leaving. This also includes some others, including Kevin McCarthy. Of course, he was forced out, Bill Johnson. In addition to these members, George Santos was removed. This is a purge. Republican Party holds 218 seats in the House, while the Democrats 213. Colorado Representative Ken Buck officially vacated his seat on Friday, March 22nd. Once Gallagher departs April 19th, the House Republican majority will have shrunk to 217, the bare minimum needed to advance legislation. As it stands, the Republican Party is just one retirement away from losing their majority and once again holding unilateral control of Washington, D.C. to the Democrat Party and Joe Biden. Wisconsin law would afford a special election for Republicans to elect his replacement if Gallagher has just retired days earlier. If Gallagher had chosen to leave office any time before the second Tuesday in April, a special election to choose his replacement would have occurred. His seat will remain vacant until it is eventually filled by the winner of the 8th District of Wisconsin in the 2024 election. This is all by design. Let's see here. Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene called out Gallagher for his decision, blah, blah, blah. The Supreme Court definitively stated in the ruling that Congress not be individual states had the right to bar an individual from access to the presidential ballot. So what they want to do is, if Donald Trump wins the election, they want to officially block him from becoming the president. That's what they are planning on doing. If Republicans could maintain their majority in the House, the prospect of Trump being removed from the presidential ballot is practically impossible. So they're going to try to either remove him, or they are going to try and make the presidential election moot. And the Republicans who are doing this know it. Absolutely know it. That's why I said earlier in the show that the Black Swan event is what's happening right now. Is the four indictments. Now you've got Republicans leaving the House because they are so embedded in the deep state that they are willing to let the country burn so that Donald Trump can't be or won't be elected again. That's it. That's all. Yeah. There's a lot of money coming from the left here, by the way, including Paul Singer, billionaire hedge fund manager, CEO, Elliott Management, firm responsible, $50 billion in assets. 2016, the establishment Republican billionaire dumped $2.5 million into Marco Rubio's failed presidential campaign. Now that Singer's most reference to bring down Trump have failed, some have speculated that he may be fueling efforts in the House to hand control to Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats. Six of the 14 Republicans who have announced they will not seek re-election in 2024 have taken past donations from Paul Singer. These representatives are Kathy McMorris, blah, blah, blah. I won't go through all of them. By all measures, the push to remove Trump from the 2024 ballot already begun, as top-ranking House Democrat Jamie Raskin has already introduced legislation that would, in fact, bar Trump from the ballot in the upcoming presidential election. All the Democrats need is a simple majority in the House. If that happens, the country will explode. I'm going to tell you that now. They know it, too. That's why Kamala Harris did a big Second Amendment speech this weekend. That's why this weekend we found out that there's an investigation being launched into the FBI looking at financial transactions, the IRS as well, because they are going to, in every way, shape, and form, they're already at war, and their victory would be Donald Trump being removed from the office or his election being negated. That's the war. That's the finish line. And it is a war because half of the country is saying, no, we want a fair election. And if Donald Trump wins, he wins. Those are the battle lines. And now we know whose side some of these rhinos are and the establishment Republican Party. That's what it's all about, kids. That's what it's all about. Left wing. Let's take a break and come back. Got some great audio from MSNBC and NBC about Ronna McDaniel being on board. This is the Rob Carson Show. So another rhino just decides to get out of the, to leave his position as a member of the House. Mike Gallagher said he's leaving this weekend. Ken Buck. Here's Ken Buck, by the way, this week on ABC this weekend.
Let me start with you. Sure. You left Congress as of Friday, just as that was all going down. I guess that didn't cause you to rethink your decision?
Not at all. Not at all. No rearview mirror. Happy to move on. Dysfunctional place.
I mean, you must.
Yeah, well, you were part of it for a very long time and did nothing. You got nothing accomplished. Everything is still broken.
You've been pretty intensely frustrated to not only not run again, but to leave early. And you're not alone, obviously. Mike Gallagher just said he's leaving, too.
Yeah. Well, since this Congress started.
They're abandoning their constituents at the time of the most peril for America.
There have been efforts to impeach the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the President, the Attorney General.
All deservedly so, open border, among other things. And Donald Trump was impeached once in office and once out of office.
The FBI director, and in fact did impeach the Director of Homeland Security. Secretary of Homeland Security.
Yeah, because of 10 million illegals coming across the country and 325,000 flown in from places we do not, will not find out, and also into cities in America they won't tell us about.
Serious problems with setting priorities. We have a very tragic circumstance in Ukraine. We have...
It pales by comparison to our southern border.
Have a spiraling debt, all kinds of...
And you were the part of it. Honestly, it's ridiculous. Listen again. Listen again. And I told you about this Paul Singer guy who's given all this money to rhinos. The push to remove Trump for the 2024 ballot obviously has already begun. His top-ranking House Democrat, Jamie Raskin, has already introduced legislation that would, in fact, bar Trump from the ballot... in the upcoming presidential election, all the Democrats need is a simple majority in the House. Now they only need one more. That is rhinos torpedoing the country. And that's why all the talk about Kamala Harris going, you know, Second Amendment, taking red flag laws, you know, because, you know, honestly, there are a lot of things that you shouldn't have. If you believe some certain things, you shouldn't have a gun. Honestly, you should, like, for instance, if you think that the 2020 election was not free and fair, then you probably shouldn't have a weapon. If you believe that maybe the vaccine didn't work or COVID protocols were ridiculous, you know, maybe that's a red flag. If you think that maybe there are people in jail because of January the 6th that don't belong there because you know that the FBI and the CIA were involved in January the 6th, I don't know, that might be a red flag. Do you understand? Do you understand? When you tie these things together and you look at the FBI literally watching purchases, surveilling purchases, Janet Yellen even acknowledged they're surveilling purchases. They're looking for words like Bible, gun, Trump, MAGA, and looking at places like Cabela's and looking at places like Bass Pro. What do people buy at Cabela's and Bass Pro the most? Is it fish and tackle and tents? Well, sure, but they also sell guns. So what I'm asking you is just stay focused. You've got to be aware of what's going on so you can fight against it before it actually happens. How's that sound? All right. Now, we are going to get into the bleep show that NBC and MSNBC are in by hiring Ronna McDaniel. Didn't go over very well with the censors at both of those networks. That's coming up on the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%. All right, so coming up, Chuck Todd and Joe Scarborough have their panties in a wedge over the hiring of Ronna McDaniel. They don't want anything to do with her. Also, Bill Maher says that Democrats need to move away from pandering, race pandering, believe it or not, among other things in the second hour of the Rob Carson Show.